Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back. Back after, shit, how long? How long has it been, a month?
A couple weeks. Like 3 weeks, maybe?
3 weeks?
Yeah, close to a month.
I don't know.
We tried to make an episode last week, but
yeah.
We had technical problems.
Technical difficulties. We are back, though. Mm-hmm. We have a brand new episode this week. It is strange times right now. You know, oh, you have something on your face. Oh, wait.
Oh,
coronavirus,
yeah.
Mask.
Coronavirus, yeah.
Coronavirus is in full effect now. Yeah. We are near complete lockdown over here in Los Angeles. Not too much to do. Everything's pretty much closed other than the banks, hospitals, you know, all the basics. Basically, it's cool. You can get your car fixed. You can go to the gas station. You can go.
Dude, gas is like $2.88.
Yeah. It's crazy. Everything changes day by day. You try to limit your interactions with people. James is probably the first person to be over in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I
came protected.
Yeah, he came with full on Corona gear. It's been strange times, changing day by day. The infection rates have been going up.
Yeah.
Day by day, the death toll has been going up. Unfortunately, day by day. The big cities obviously are getting hit the hardest.
Yeah.
Los Angeles and New York especially. Scary times. You know, scary times.
Crazy. It's crazy times.
Because we're young, but, you know, if it hits us, it can, you know, it can mess us up a little bit, you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, you still got to be cautious. And then I have parents and, you know, my parents are in their 50s. My girl's parents is, you know, her mom's in her 60s. Your mom's in her 60s.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad has pre-existing conditions, so he's been home for like 2 weeks straight, 3 weeks straight. It's, you know, scary times. You just try to, you know, stay home as much as possible, keep everybody as comfortable and as entertained as possible. I have the whole house set up to where it's like, I don't know, just, you know, we have bidets installed in the restrooms. We have...
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. I have, you want to try it?
Oh, yeah.
We have
dude.
We have a stockpile of food, you know, the basics. You know, we had to do a regular shopping anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, have outdoor patio for like fire pit and restored the patio furniture, and we spend a lot more time outside. And it's just trying to make the best of it.
It's not too bad, huh?
No, I have a 15-month-old, and honestly it's like any other day with him. It's just no work. Now. Yeah. So it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, my TV's all set up with all of those streaming sites, and I'm like, I'm good, man.
Unfortunately, like, I still have to work, but they gave us a $2 raise until the crisis is over, which is awesome. They cater to us, like, for lunch. I get free lunches, which is pretty awesome. And then, like, I'm protected at work. Like, we have, like, shields in front of us.
Yeah.
We have, like, our floors taped up where... For 6 feet per patient. We have, I wear like a full on like mask, but it covers at the back of my neck. I'm like my sleeves are all covered. I'm good.
You're good, huh?
Yeah. And then when I get home, I have like sanitizer, I have everything that I need. And then on the way home, I just wear gloves and my mask, and I carry sanitizing in my backpack. So
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah. I wish I could say the same, but no, I've been, I haven't been let go, but I've been put on leave.
Yeah.
My industry was hit hard, pretty hard. Just fine. You know, I still get some pay. You know, however long this goes for, you know, we'll see. We'll take it day by day. But no, we're good. We're good. My girl's set up. She's good. You know, no worries in terms of income. You know what I mean? We got Trump's stimulus package kicking in, so hopefully that comes through and we get some cash in our pockets. But it mostly just a savings. Not you could do much anyway. You can't really go to the movies and go on vacation right now, you know. So,
which is kind of good, huh?
It's kind of good
because the money you make, like Like, we're going to fucking buy. Fucking
I know.
Nothing.
I know. I just have to refrain from doing a lot of online shopping. You know, there's a bunch of, like some shoes I see or, like, you know, got a couple of video games. You know what I mean? I got that Jedi Last Order. I've been playing a little bit of that. Fucking amazing game. Love it. Just trying to chill, trying to be comfortable, you know?
Dude, I wish I could stay home and, like...
Do a little online business. I'm going to do a little online business. Dude, I already told you, we made some cash today. I have a lot of collectibles. I'm a big collectible guy.
You just made $95.
Yeah, I just made $95 in like just 5 minutes ago.
It's crazy.
That's a
great idea, man, because it gives something to do. You know, it passes time and you make money at home.
Yeah, I was like, I make money while I sleep. That's what the thing Warren Buffett was all like. If you know you're rich or you know you're wealthy, you know you're good when you can make money in your sleep. So let's see how it goes. I don't know. I'm not gonna.
You have a gold mine, like,
but I got a pretty good stockpile of collectibles, and I'm gonna start going through them, and you know, a lot of toys and a lot of stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes. Plus, it gives me something to do. Anything taking up some gardening.
Yeah,
whatever. You know, but strange times, crazy times, scary times. You have Trump out there looking to open everything up at fucking in a week or two.
That guy's fucking
crazy.
You're
fucking out of your mind, dude. Like,
dude, not just that, but like, you got advice, like medical advice is saying don't do it because it's gonna just spread like wildfire.
And you see, China is letting people out now, but they're starting to get more cases now because everybody's going back out and mingling with everybody, and there's no vaccine. You know what I mean? There's no medicine, preventative medicine to take if you do get it. You know what I mean? It's
stupid. And then, like, I think there's like over 100 cases per day now.
Yep.
It's fucking crazy. And then you want to, like, reopen the market just because, like, you don't want your name attached to an economy going down. A
recession? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
It's like, just get it. All you have to do is just get us through this next month or two. And that's fine. I think people can deal with that. People like don't want to go out to back to work, get sick, bring it back home. Their loved ones die for what? Because you wanted to open everything back up again.
There's people who were like, until recently when they closed everything down. But when the beaches were still open, people were at the beach.
Oh yeah.
People were walking around.
Oh yeah.
It's like, you guys are freaking morons or what?
Like, stay home. I get it. You want to, like, you know,
be out. Come on.
It's because there's nothing else to do. I get it. But just go around your block. Go around, like, go to the park down the street. Yeah. You don't have to go to, like, a hot spot where everybody else is going to be.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense. So I think they were forced to close it up. You know?
Yeah.
So, do you want to do this with the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What's up?
All right.
Yeah, so, it's crazy times, strange times.
No, it is, and like there's a lot of things you can do at home, a lot of things you can do.
It helps when you have kids because they take up your time.
Yeah.
You don't have much time to yourself, really.
Yesterday, like, I was home for the first time because my girlfriend had to work, so I stayed home for the first time, and I loved it, man. Like, I was just watching, like, movies, sleeping a lot, eating. Woke up, slipped again, watched. I loved it.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, when if I'm with her, I've got to wake up and go to her house or whatever.
I'm still getting used to being off and not having work. Mm. I'm still getting used to that. It's been maybe 4 or 5 days for me. Five? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's been almost a week now. Mm-hmm. 6 days or so. It's still getting used to it. You're still in that work mode, still in that work mentality. I feel like I'm going to go to work tomorrow, you know what I mean? But I'm not. And there's no telling of when. Trump's saying one thing, but I don't see it happening. Plus, if it does happen, I'm even thinking about, like, do I tell my work, no, keep me off until next month? Or
yeah. Well, like, I think this has to do with our state governors.
Yeah.
Because those guys make the final call. The thing is that I know our governor wrote a letter to Trump, and Trump gave him what he needed. So, is he gonna bite? Like, oh, you owe me for.
Well, supposedly they've been doing like these daily, every updates. Other day type updates, and so far he's saying that, you know, we're gonna abide by what we think is right, and we're gonna keep everything closed for as long as we feel like it needs to be closed.
Yeah, good.
I
think I think today the mayor spoke, right?
Yeah. But I think especially for our cities like New York, L.A., obviously Seattle has some issues. The big cities, you know, you need to close things up. You can't have too much mingling around.
I was just in Seattle that summer. I know. Fuck. I got out when it's safe. It's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Have you been? You've been. What? Any conspiracy theories that you've been? I think the main one is
it's America's disease.
You think it was America's?
Yeah? No, I don't. I believe that it came from China.
Yeah.
Those.
I think it came from China. I think I lean more towards it being animal to human.
Yeah. Those animals eat bats.
Transfer. So, yeah. And it happened that way. It spread. You had Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. December, January. So everybody was traveling at that time.
Yeah.
And it just spread across the country.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Now, the main conspiracy theory is that it was developed in Wuhan, which was the city it originated in. They have a disease, like a research facility there mm-hmm. in China. From China, they have one in Wuhan.
Yeah.
You know, is it a crazy conspiracy theory to think that they had the virus there? Somehow it, you know, so maybe a worker there got infected, went out into the general public, or maybe it was purposely done. I don't see it being purposely done.
No.
I can see someone maybe getting infected there.
Yeah.
Going out into the general public and then just spreading it, coughing on somebody.
Yeah, that's more believable. That's more believable than someone, you know, doing it on purpose. Because, like, what's the point of someone doing it and then harming not only their country but the rest of the world?
Yeah. I can see it, you know, someone in that facility catching it, working on it, whatever, going out into the public.
But, you know, it's crazy, like, to actually experience a pandemic like this. It's one of those things that.
The movie stuff.
You can say that you lived through it.
Yeah.
Like we lived through 9/11. That was a big deal. And
this is like a
bioweapon pandemic. I don't know. It's almost like a bioweapon, man. It's crazy.
This is another version of that. This is another, like, I would say 9/11 in terms of.
Yeah. It's going to be in the history.
It's history.
You yeah. know what
I mean? Like, the world has. I remember the world completely shutting down like this ever. Like, for any of the diseases that really have affected people.
You yeah.
know, like H1N1, and when SARS.
And when sports stopped, that's when people started panicking.
Yeah. Once they canceled, once the NBA season canceled, that was it. It was like, oh, all right. This shit's real.
It's strange going to the market and seeing the shelves empty.
Yeah.
Or like seeing a line wrap around a building to get into a grocery store.
Scary.
It's crazy. It's like we're living like a real life horror movie, man. It's nuts. And like, you don't really know when you're at home, but when you go out, then you'll know, like, it's strange seeing people with masks on walking around, people wearing gloves outside their home, and it's strange. It's a weird thing to see, to witness.
Yeah, I see people taking jogs and walking their babies.
With masks? Yeah, it's masks weird.
Up. It's crazy. Yeah.
And before, Asians used to be, like, looked down upon by wearing a mask. Now everyone's wearing that shit.
I want my own, like, custom mask. Yeah. I want, like, a nice one. Like,
oh,
like,
dude, I've seen some crazy masks.
You know what I mean?
I've seen a Bane mask.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've seen, like, ones of pirate skulls, one of flowers. I've seen a bunch of, like, crazy masks. But this one guy was wearing an actual, I don't know if you got it from a costume, but it was an actual Bane mask.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, like doing some research online, see if they found some cool, like,
masks.
Yeah. I mean, I can see this changing a lot of things in the future. But I think a lot of people are also hoping that we can just go back to,
you know, normalcy,
dealing with this, obviously doing a lot more sanitation, you know, precautions here and there.
We're the cleanest fucking people in the world right now.
Yeah, changing how we operate a little bit, but for the most part, just going back to normal and getting back to our daily lives. I think that's what people are.
You know what's strange is like when you clear your throat and you get judged.
I know.
People fucking run away from your ass.
Shit, man. I wake up every now and then. I'm like thinking I got it. I'm like, oh, shit.
I know. My
throat's a little sore today. I don't know.
Dude, my fucking Google search is like, what does tight chest mean? Is that symptom or part?
Well, I told you I thought I had it. I even got checked.
Yeah.
I thought I had it.
Yeah. You know, with me, like if I think about it, like I automatically feel the symptoms, and then when I stop thinking about it, they go away. For me, it's on your head.
I think it all made, like, thinking about it, it was all because everything like...
Because you can trick your mind, your body to do that shit like that.
It was panic attacks. Yeah. It was straight up panic attacks.
That's why I stopped watching the news, man. I watch it maybe half an hour a day. That's it. I don't...
Yeah.
Because if I obsess over it, then I started thinking that the worst.
Yeah, man. And it's crazy. Like, it's like in your subconscious. You don't even like think about it. And yeah. It just hits you. It's weird. Like,
because it's not like you can just take something and it go away. It's killing people. And it doesn't like, and it doesn't like give a fuck how old you are.
No.
You can be a kid, you can be an elder, you can be in between. It's going to get you if you're not in good health. Crazy, man. So fuck that. And then even if you do survive, it's permanent damage to your lungs.
Yeah.
Because there's these little like hair-like particles in your lungs.
Yeah.
And that kind of clears the debris when you get sick or whatever, and this thing kind of takes away those hairs.
They've been doing
and that protection.
They've been doing a lot of there's a lot of scans on people's lungs before and after.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So if you survive it, it's permanent lung damage. So fuck all that bullshit.
Especially some of these athletes, you know, you got to be careful.
Yeah, and I mean the way you die, it's kind of crazy because like you pretty much just suffocate.
Yeah,
God, that's crazy. But enough of that with that. Oh. Resume or cancel?
All right.
Maybe talk to some
about. Enough of that.
Yeah, enough of that. It's sway away from the coronavirus. It gets to the memory.
Yeah, we'll get to the. Shit, man. Obviously, there's not a lot of fights going on. The last big fight we had Romero, Adesanya, and then we had Brasilia with Kevin Lee and Charles Oliveira, which was a great card, even though there's nobody in the stands. But the card was overall was great. Nothing. All the three UFC's past few events, everybody's past few events have been canceled.
Yeah.
They're hoping to maybe have something in May for Bellator. And then UFC, it's a daily, weekly thing. The Tony and Khabib. Yeah. The one fight that everybody's looking forward to.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? That'd be the fifth time.
I can see them postponing it. I mean, Dana is saying that he's going to go for it. He's thinking of moving people onto that card.
Dana's
having
fucking
it closed
annoying.
Doors. I mean, from what a lot of reports out there is like, it's you know, a lot of talk is that WME and them are having financial issues. So this is like this is the only thing that they can get going right now. It's concerts, stuff, fights, you know, venues, and you know all the venues are shut down. So, I don't know. I don't see it. I can see it happening. I guess I think they have a venue. It's gonna be closed doors.
Yeah, but is the commission going to sanction?
Whatever commission is going to sanction it.
But it has to be like 10 people. What about production? Production alone will be more than 10
people. It's going to be the most basic production you could possibly get. So, you know, I think it's going to have, I don't know how they're going to do it. I really don't.
Because production alone with cameraman and a director and all that, in the truck.
Would you be opposed to them pushing it back?
No.
Because obviously you have Ramadan, which is May. Which I'm sure that's canceled. Well, obviously the whole going out and socializing part of it, I'm sure that's canceled. Mm-hmm. But that whole month, he's obviously going to take time. I wouldn't be opposed to them pushing it back to like August, September.
Yeah.
You know? Why don't you put Conor and Gaethje on the same card?
Yeah, don't cancel it. Postpone it.
But yeah, put Khabib, Tony, Conor, Gaethje. Do it to like July.
Because I
August.
Feel like it needs an audience behind there.
Oh, that's a fight that needs an audience, man. Yeah. Like,
but it's crazy to think that the last time they're trying to book a fight, Ferguson tripped over some wires.
Yeah,
and then this time it was just a natural disaster.
Now the MMA gods were like it was just
you want to fight? No.
you guys came close. You guys came. We were going to throw a freaking pandemic at you.
Oh, you want to fight? No, here goes the virus, fuckers.
Here goes the fucking virus. They're gonna kill. Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people just for to not make this fight.
It's a fucking fifth plague from the world, man. It's fucking crazy.
Damn, dude. It's crazy. Crazy how, like...
It's crazy, huh? Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, man.
Like, they can't get it right. Like, I mean, just the fact that Tony tripped over wires and that's how it ended. That's crazy in itself. But the thing that it's going to be canceled again because of a natural disaster, like a pandemic or this virus. It's fucking
insane.
Nuts.
It's insane. So, I'm not against them pushing it back. I would love the entertainment. I still wouldn't mind them, you know, airing it, however they air it. And it could be backyard, you know, tool shed style, you mm-hmm. know, whatever. But do you expect people to pay for it right now? Do you like, do you charge like, $60 for the lowest production possible?
Yeah, fuck that. People like, aren't working right now. People are kind of stressed out.
And you can imagine by mid-April how bad it's going to be if people are out of jobs. Like,
yeah,
unemployment.
Area. Even with the stimulation checks that they're going to send out, like you're fucked because $500 ain't shit.
Yeah, and then unemployment, I mean, they're already overloaded with claims. So what are you going to do? You know, like it's going to probably be backed up for I don't know how long. And, you know, by mid-April, how bad is this whole thing going to be? How many deaths are going to happen? How many people are going to be out of jobs? If you do air it, just put it live on Facebook mm-hmm. or live on fucking whatever. Just mm-hmm. air it for free on YouTube.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, do something for the fans. You know, do something for the country, for the world. Just to air a great fight, however it is, and just have everybody tune in because everybody's gonna be home anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, unless you know they want to be greedy, and then that's it. Which I'm sure that's the route they're gonna go.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I kind of wish it doesn't happen. Just because the magnitude of the fight, and like you said, like you can add more fights to make that card even bigger.
At this point, you know, who knows? Again, who knows how it's going to be come April, mid-April, April 18th. How bad this country is going to be. How bad the world's going to be. Fucking just postpone crazy. It. Let us ride this out. Postpone it. We're all going to be fine. Just... You know, and it will could resume normalcy, you know, summertime, mm-hmm. hopefully. And there you go. But Dana's adamant about it. He's looking to get this done. I don't see a reason for it. But
I agree.
Oh, just before we get to the fights, you finished Narcos?
Yeah, I finished it.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah? What'd you think of the ending and everything?
I thought it was great. I think you can do a lot of things. I think I love the ending because, like, you have, you know, Felix out of the way. You know, the rest of the plaza has kind of decided to, you know,
go their
keep
own
peace uh-huh. and, you know, and not start drama or just, you know, pretty much have their own plaza or whatever.
Because you have two key characters. You have Amado
and Chapo.
You have Chapo.
Yeah.
Who both don't like each other, and he kind of gives an idea, like a setup of like how things could play out or how will play out.
Yeah.
In the future.
Oh, Felix did, huh?
Yeah.
That speech.
Because if you look up Amato's character, like his real life person,
mm-hmm.
he was what is he called? The Lord of the Flies or yeah, like Skies?
The Lord of Skies. Yeah.
Yeah.
El Señor de los Sueños. Yeah.
Yeah. And then El Chapo is obviously El Chapo. Yeah. So you can combine the two stories, and show the rise of both if you want or. They can even go back to Colombia, and because there were some people after Cali and Pablo.
Yeah,
you had people take over then. I think one was a female. I think.
Yeah.
So you can do a lot,
but it's cool because like at the end, like they made peace and they decided not to, you know, more drama. But you know that the plaza gonna start fighting for. Their territory, and like you can see the tension already building.
Yeah, he's all like, "You're gonna wish." Spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen it. But he's like, "You're gonna wish I was back. I was, you know."
Yeah, because he kept things in line.
Yeah, he kept things in line.
But now it's all free for all, and so it's crazy. I think they could like this do like you said, a Chapo story, how Chapo takes over, and then do you know because Amado is a key character, and like with the Colombia stuff. When season two ended of Narcos Colombia, it didn't really go to that the third cartel. It kind of just ended with Kelly.
Ended with Kelly.
So you can do a third season of that, or you can intertwine the two shows.
Yeah.
You can do a lot.
Yeah, you could do a lot.
But, I mean, Narcos never disappoints.
No. It was a great season.
Yeah.
It's crazy when they killed the kids.
He threw off the bridge. He shot the wife in the head. Damn. But I think in real life it happened differently, right? Something I read how what really happened. That
wasn't really happened.
Yeah. That wasn't what really happened.
crazy.
But yeah, it's such a crazy. Good
show, man. I love that show. I'm probably gonna watch the whole season again.
But you know, it's hard to like find real footage of Felix online.
Yeah, just the what they show you in the show, huh? Like
how
they get that, really looked, but
like how they really like how they get the footage. We can't go on YouTube and find a footage of him. Like
I don't know how they got it because it's all broadcast television footage. I mean, I don't know where they would.
You would think someone uploaded some footage. No, you can't find it anywhere. Like what I found on YouTube are still pictures of him. You know what? I feel this is like a fucking pussy. Like that guy was in charge of everything.
He looked like he was tall and like skinny and just like not.
He looked like those guys that like collect cans.
Yeah.
On the street.
Yeah.
And that guy was in charge. He was like, oh god. If I was alive back then, I'd laugh at him. Like, when the fuck are you? You fucking beaner guy here.
Yeah. But man, he was.
He was the man.
He had to have been something.
He was the jefe. The jefe is the boss of the bosses.
He controlled
those guys look like a bunch of pussies.
they look like them. They look like regular guys. They look like your like theos gardeners. And your uncles and like your like they look like just non-assuming.
They do not look.
Man.
They don't look intimidating at all. And the only people that look intimidating was like Juan and his nephew from the Gulf.
Yeah,
and then who else looked kind of crazy? Our what's his name from the Tijuana cartel?
The brothers?
The brothers, yeah.
Yeah, the brothers.
They look crazy in real life. But like Pablo and
they just
Felix,
look non-assuming, regular, like older, like kind of like Mexican dudes. Yeah. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I lived in that time, like I laugh like, who in the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I would not think that they were like
no. But then those guys are shot callers. They're on the Godfathers.
Man. Yeah. Because it's a guy, a hitman that worked for the Felix cartel. And he said that he was sent to a family of four. I think I told you the story. Because the father of that family didn't want to work for Felix. And so Felix had the whole family killed. And they didn't want to waste any bullets on the baby. So they threw the baby in the bucket of acid.
Dude, man.
It's fucking crazy.
Ruthless, dude.
Yeah.
Ruthless. I mean, it's
fucking crazy.
Cartel shit is crazy.
Yeah,
man.
And then like you see shit with Chapo's son, who got arrested, and then there's a big old firefight.
Shit's still going on. It was last year. They had the firefight, like a gun battle in the streets of Tijuana.
Yeah.
Yet El Chapo's son was they didn't know he was going to be there,
mm-mm.
And they were the police officers that caught him were all like freaking like oh shit like fucking like. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, man. What did we get ourselves into? And then they got into a gun battle with the cartel, and then they ended up the cartel won, took over, got him back.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man.
It's crazy. It's bananas.
Yeah. What's crazy is that you don't. It's like you don't people you see on the streets could be, you know, connected.
Even him, like you look at like I think the LA Times. Posted a video of the whole scenario.
Yeah. Chapo Sun looked like a regular dude.
And he looked like, I wouldn't be scared of that guy.
You know, no, he's like a young, light-skinned Latino LA hipster kind of guy. Just like,
It's like,
I'm sure he gets girls. He wasn't a bad-looking kid.
No.
I
mean, he can get anything he wants.
He can get anything he wants. He's probably got a golden gun and a freaking bag of coke and
but, like, the thing I don't get is that these cartel guys, it all ends up the same. Either you die or you're in jail.
The story ends the same.
It's like, and none of these people, they just see the fast money and they want to make the money, but.
I mean, like, but you look at Felix's reign, he had like a 10-year reign or something like that.
Yeah, but he's, at the end of the day, your reign as king will be short.
It.
Because there's always going to be someone to replace you.
Because they're always. Playing with they're in leagues with the government. Yeah. All the cartels are in leagues with the government. Wherever if you go to Colombia, there are partnership with the government. Everybody's trying to get money.
Yeah.
Mexico's no different. Part of Mexico,
because they're all poor countries.
And the U.S. is like, we're not. The U.S. is just as bad.
Yeah,
just as dirty.
Yeah, they fucking they turn their cheek to a lot of these crimes.
We're doing deals with all the cartels and
dude. If I was in charge, I fucking take a Navy SEAL team and fucking fuck shit up.
Like a perfect example is obviously the crack epidemic in the 80s.
Yeah,
was all a partnership of the U.S. with Mexico cartels and Panama and like Honduras or whatever the Guatemala or shit.
And he had like fucking U.S. soldiers guarding fucking poly field.
Yeah, poppy fields.
It's like they're on it for one thing, the money.
It's always this money. You know, our country is no cleaner than any other freaking. We're probably even dirtier because we have a little bit more say in terms of how things are going to go and like what gets through. And it's like, you know, it's crazy, man. And that show doesn't hide a lot of this stuff. The show shows it, you know.
Yeah,
it's crazy. They'll go into it. Yeah.
Yeah, and what was great about that show is they show like actual footage from the time. Yeah,
a lot of actual footage. I think there was a lot in this season than other seasons, but
like even like the small thing of like fashion.
Yeah,
like you see how it was. It's crazy. It's a good show, man. Yeah.
Felix's second wife.
Yeah,
man, she's so fucking bomb, dude. I was she's a Mexican model. You know, I followed her on Instagram like a year before, and then she got the show. She got on the show, just a little cameo scene, and then they picked her up for the next season, and it was pretty crazy.
Now she has
she's bomb, man. She's she's so hot. She's so hot. She is so hot. And Amado, I like that guy. I follow him on Instagram too.
Dude, I love his character.
I love his character, man. Yeah, he's so cool, man.
Yeah.
So he's chill.
Fuck.
He's so fucking cool. So chill. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, dude, I'm more ashamed for that guy.
He's just like one of those like regular guys that he's just in it.
Yeah.
He's in it. His best friends like, are cartel guys.
And like the way he talks, I'm like, ah, cabrón. Yeah. Oh, chicas, cabrón.
He talks shit to the most powerful, like, dangerous guys.
Don't manches way. He's like, the cabrón. Yes, dude.
Like he talks to them like
they don't give a fuck.
Like they're just anybody. Like, yeah, exactly. They're his friends. That's it. He doesn't like try to like call them like,
sir or senor.
No, he doesn't. No, he's just like, man, what?
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is the translation, like, hey, cabrón, no manches. Like, hey, dude, sorry.
Yeah. Like my Spanish isn't that great, but. I know when there's loose translation.
Yeah. Cabrón, no manches, pendejo. Yeah, dude. Don't mess around.
Yeah.
Like, he did not say that.
Yeah. They have a loose translation on certain things. But yeah, I like his character a lot.
Yeah. He's my favorite character, actually.
His was my favorite character. I kind of like how they brought Pacho back from Cartel, Cali Cartel.
Oh, yeah.
He was my favorite character from Cali Cartel, like, that season.
And then he got screwed. Because fucking Felix ratted him out.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Such a good season. Do you have... you know who I liked? What about girls? Because I know they had a few more females on this season.
Other than Felix's wife, I liked... let's see.
Both of Felix's wives. Mm-hmm. Like, both of them are bomb.
Yeah.
Both of them on
the
screen.
Well, the chick that always wanted to make deals with everybody, but everyone rejected her.
Yeah, she's bomb.
She's bomb.
You know who I like though? The sister, the Tijuana brothers, the
Yeah.
The brother that they hit her, their sister is like,
cute, yeah,
she's cute, but she's got a body on her. If you check it out,
even the mother who got killed at the end, she's pretty hot too.
Which one?
The one that was fucking. Oh
yeah, around. Yeah. Because there was a few. She was another one that was she was new. Man, she was cute.
Yeah, super. That body was banging.
Oh, banging! But they didn't show a lot of the sisters, the other sister, the Gallardo sister's figure.
Yeah.
But you can tell that she's bodied up.
Oh yeah,
I follow her on Instagram too, and she is. She is. She's just what I pictured.
Damn.
She's very chill, very like artsy. Oh man, I like following them on Instagram. I like all the actors. They're cool.
No, it's cool because like all these like Latin actors like don't get a shine in America.
Armado's from Mexico City. He's like legit Mexican. You know, like you have a what's his name?
Pablo Acosta.
What's his name? Pacho. Pacho's Argentinian.
Yeah. Well, he plays a Colombian.
Yeah, he plays a Colombian. You have the one who played Pablo Escobar. He's Brazilian.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy one. They're all kind of different, you know, ethnicities. Some of them are Mexican. Obviously, like Felix is Mexican.
So is Donato. He was Mexican, legit. And so is Felix.
Amado's Mexican.
The guy who played Pablo Costa.
Yeah,
he was in. He was in that movie.
That guy, like the that guy's straight up Mexican.
He's like me. Like, there's no way I can deny it.
You know who? You know who's his girl in the in the show? Who daughter that is?
Who? Oh, that's Sean Penn.
No, Kevin. No, Bacon's.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah,
Kevin Bacon's daughter.
Yeah, that's crazy. Huh?
That's crazy.
But Pablo Acosta, the guy who plays him, he was also on that one movie about the Mayans, about the Aztecs.
Oh,
it's called Mayan.
Apocalypto?
Yeah, he was on it.
He was on that one?
Yeah, he plays one of the
He's a good actor. That guy was just a straight-up good actor. Yeah, I like him.
He has a good English.
And then the DEA agent, the main guy.
Okay, yeah.
I like that guy, man. That guy's, he's been in a few shows that I really like. So
Yeah. Even though his character was completely fictional.
Yeah.
He was good.
Oh, I didn't even look him up. He's fictional
character? Yeah, completely fictional, yeah.
His character's great. That actor is great. He's anything that guy's in. He's on another good show that came out on AMC, Hal and Catch Fire. It's like a start of like the computer boom in the 80s. Great. He's great on that one too. Okay. I love that guy. Okay. Narcos done. We got caught up with that. We haven't talked since
right
about it. John Jones. Let's get right into MMA talk. Sorry for you guys. This is not really much of an MMA talk show. John Jones arrested for a DUI last night in Albuquerque. Open carry. He had an open container. He had a firearm on him. I'm sure he didn't have documentation for that. He had no proof of insurance. Intoxicated. I don't know, man. What do you?
I don't know. It's like
you just found out right before we recorded.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like A. Does this guy have any sense of common sense at all? He has managers don't give. They say they give a fuck about him, but they let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Ego.
Why is he fucking driving at this point? Why are you driving? Like any crime that he's been accused of, it's him behind the wheel.
Just ego mania.
It's like,
that's it.
Come on.
Egotistical. Nothing's going to hurt me. Nothing's going to harm me.
And then he goes on saying, I learned my lesson. Praise God.
God is good.
I learned my life. You know, and then like, shut up. And then this happened again. Like, get the fuck out of here, John Jones. Like, he's one fighter who's never going to get liked by the public.
Yeah.
He's getting too many chances. And I see Dana White turning his cheek and again, and nothing happened to him. Fuck John Jones.
I think, honestly, I aside from maybe what the courts do with him, probation, I don't see any jail time, probably a big fine. UFC, I don't see UFC doing anything. No,
especially time like this where we need big stars.
It's gonna blow over. With the amount of news, coronavirus shit that's coming in, Khabib Tony.
He's like, it's a perfect time for him.
Perfect time. Khabib Tony, all that stuff, I don't see him facing any consequences aside from just the regular legal shit, probation, community service,
a normal citizen would be fucking arrested
already. At least he didn't hurt anybody. Is that, what are you doing at 1 a.m. during a pandemic?
Yeah.
You have kids. Just go fucking home, John.
Yeah, that's the thing. He has a wife and kids. Just
go fucking home, man. Right. How many chances is a wife going
to
give him?
I know. Well, still only in it for the money.
Like, what are you going to
do? He can do what the fuck he wants to.
How many chances are you going to give this guy?
It's one of those things where you scratch your head and like you ask yourself, like, what's this bitch thinking? But it's the money.
Yeah.
She's in it for the money.
Bitch in the most respectable way, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, what the fuck you thinking?
Yeah, I'm sure if it was like you and your wife, if you did something like that, she'll leave you right then and there. But the fact that he has money and he's
doing it like over and over and over again,
that's
I had multiple children, like I was wilding out before I had kids.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty relaxed since.
Yeah.
A lot. So, and for him, it's just the party has not stopped.
No.
And he's got four kids.
Man. And he's old. It's not like he's like in his
20s. You're in your 30s, dude. You're in your 30s.
It's time to put your big boy pants on and be a dad and a husband. Just like, fucking, why are you out there? Especially during a pandemic like this.
Just train, play some video games, get on fucking, start a streaming service. Try to start a YouTube channel. Yeah,
do an Instagram Q&A. Do something.
Do something that's do like a weekly show. Yeah. John Jones, you know.
I'm sure people will listen.
Seminars, and you can just charge people to watch your streams for like $5 and, you know.
Yeah,
like,
go on Twitch and play games. Do something. Go on Twitch,
play games. And I'm sure you play Call of Duty, whatever. But,
and then not just that, but you've been busted before for those DUI things. That. Why A, would you be driving, and B, have an open container with a weapon in your car? Like, what?
I mean, I know, I get it. It's frustrating. Mexico. I'm sure they probably have loose gun laws, but.
But still, I mean, at that point, why would you want to even like jeopardize anything?
The guy is an egomaniac.
Because he knows he can get away with it.
Really, just thinks he can get away with it. Nothing's gonna come, you know. Fuck it, you know. Like,
and I blame the UFC because the UFC isn't. There's no consequences for what he does.
I don't know what he's thinking. What goes through his head? I think it's just straight up like I don't know. I think it's self sabotage. Is this? He has the urge, and he can't. Not do it. I think he's got probably alcoholism. He's got, you know, drug addiction. He's got like ego. He's got probably sex addiction.
Mm-hmm.
He just likes to be wild and wild out. That's it. It's hard. And I get it. Like, understand it.
Yeah.
But like, I get the struggle to want to be out and about and just to like, just, you know, but it
people are gonna roll their eyes and like.
But when you have money and you have fame,
and you got a bunch of yes men around you,
I'm sure it's super difficult to stop it. So you have to take it upon yourself to just stop it. And I don't think you can, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously you can. And so I'm done with him. That's it. Like, I've been done with him forever. But yeah,
I don't. Like, honestly, do I see it harming any of his future fights? No.
No. Do I see it changing him?
No. No. I just hope it's John Jones. I hope he doesn't go too far down the rabbit hole and just gets spiraled out and just
or continues it and hurts somebody. We don't want that either.
And you got the whole pandemic, you know, the courts are a little backed up right now. Just, you know, they'll charge him. They'll probably charge him a fine, community service, or maybe just probation, and then he'll probably get a scheduled fight in September, July. Yeah. I just don't see it.
I just wish John Jones would just own up to his character and say, look, I'm a bad person. Yeah. And not say, I learned my lesson or I've changed. Like, don't say that shit.
Yeah, like the old Ariel
interview
was like, just, you could see the smugness on it. You could see him still trying to put up the fucking fakeness.
I mean, if he just said, look, I'm a douchebag, and I'm going to continue this, and then and something happened, and then people were expecting.
He even said, I still drink, I still do anything. He thinks that he can just control himself, and he's got no problem.
He has no self control.
He's got a fucking problem. Yeah, he's got no self control.
No, he doesn't.
And when you're the champ, you got a lot of money, a lot of yes men around you, and you got those urges to just be
a wild man.
Be a wild man. Unless you take it upon yourself to get help and to take the precaution, you know, precautionary stuff to keep you away from that kind of lifestyle, that's it, man. You're screwed.
Yeah, his management, I roll my eyes at those guys too.
I just hope he kind of finishes out his career, gets a few more years in before he just goes downhill.
Yeah. Like, he's already at that peak where he's starting to slide down his skill set.
Get to like 35. Move up to heavyweight, get some good fights in, you know, submit your legacy, you know, and then spiral out, whatever. Yeah. He's going to do it anyway. I think even when he's done with, I can't even imagine when he's done with fighting.
He's going to OD.
He's going to be in his 40s, wilding the fuck out, probably get into accidents, strippers.
If he cocaine from someone's titty.
All that. It doesn't matter. He's going to, age is not a factor for this guy. It doesn't matter.
No.
It's crazy. What else? You have Khabib, Tony is still in limbo. You have a lot of talks going in with that. Cormier thinks is going to happen. Jones, just the news came out today for Jones. Shit.
And that's it, man.
That's about it, man. Yeah. Not a lot going on. You have Connor donated $1 million to medical supplies and all that in Ireland. He's asking for the country's still not shut down.
No.
He's asking for the country to be shut down just to take precautions.
Yeah, I agree.
He made a video plea to the like the city mayors and the governors and the whatever they got over there, president. I don't know what the fuck they have over there. Yeah, he's doing what he can to protect his people and his family. Donating $1 million, that's great. Yeah, I've been watching on Instagram. People are just been working out in their gyms. You know, you have Lima McFarlane. She set up her own little home gym, which is pretty cool. Pineapple or something. Really nice little gym she's got.
She's
she's doing her thing. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury postponed. It was like summertime. Oh, it's,
you that probably shouldn't be happening. Yeah, in the first place.
I don't know when that's gonna happen.
I don't. I mean, it should be Joshua versus Fury.
Yep. You have a lot of fighters that are just out there, like, you know, doing what they can to kind of just lay low,
stay sane,
stay sane, stay safe. And that's all we can do. We'll get back to you guys next week or. Yeah, next week we'll try to get one early next week. Maybe get 2 a week in. Who knows? Yeah,
maybe we could review maybe probably Benoit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't even get to Benoit.
We can save for another episode. Like we can review the show.
Okay.
Those two episodes.
All right. Next week we're gonna get to whatever MMA news is happening because obviously there's no fights. But we're gonna break down we're gonna review. I just finished it today.
Yeah. I'll rewatch it and then we can review it next week.
Okay. If you guys haven't watched it, make sure you guys catch it on Vice. They have a two-part documentary.
It's already up.
Both parts are up. It's Chris Benoit, kind of like his rise and fall.
Yeah,
basically.
It's called Dark Side of the Ring.
And watch they have a couple it, and then, of them.
Yeah,
they have a couple of different ones out there, but the Chris Benoit one, it's great, man. It's sad.
It's crazy.
It's
a heavy
for me.
One.
For me, it changed the way I watched the wrestling. It kind of ended my love for wrestling in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because he was one of my favorites. He was probably my favorite wrestler.
Yeah, me too at the time.
Man, sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Story. So you guys can watch that and you can kind of follow our review of it. And so we'll be sure next week.
All right. Take care. See you guys next week. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Peace out.
Peace out.